days. I think regardless of tour, tournament, like, it just prepared me very well for moments like this.
And then I assume you're going to be a clinch for the Solheim Cup. How big of a goal was that coming into the year? How much has that kind of been on your mind?
It was a big goal coming into this year. And obviously, since I played well in the LET last year, I knew if I just continue to play my game, I would be there in September. And I guess it's even more clear now.
You mentioned you and your caddy were kind of talking about movies. What type of movies do you like? What are your favorite movies? What movies are you talking about?
We were talking about, I was going through my list, what I like movies, and I said, The Da Vinci Code, what else did I say? Silence of the Lambs, what is the name of it? We were talking about this movie and couldn't figure out the name of it, and I can't figure it out now either, but
so
yeah.
You like thrilling movies. You didn't really give us a thrilling finish today. Is that though pretty good though to be able to kind of cruise to a victory like this?
Yeah, but it doesn't feel like a cruise. Like, it's terrible. Like I said, it doesn't matter if it's one shot or six or whatever it is. Like, it's just awful. You just stressed all the way from the second I teed off to the last putt. I'm just shaking, stressed, tense. It's fun, but also very, not very fun.
Breaking through, getting your first LPGA Tour victory. Is that relief you're feeling now then?
Yes. Very. And I'm so excited to go home. I have a late flight tomorrow night to go back to Sweden, which I'm so excited about.
On that note, how nice was it to have your fellow Swedes out there on the 18th green and spraying the champagne?
I'm so glad they stayed because I met Linnea Johansson when I was teeing off, and she was like asking her if she was going to stay. She's like, we'll see if we'll stay. So I think they planned if I were playing well, they were going to stay, which I'm really happy about that they did.
Just one last one from me. You know, you said you're going to get home, get a little break. Evian on the horizon, though. Just what's the confidence level heading into that event or that major championship, knowing what you did this week?
Yeah, I mean, I like that course. I'm pretty confident on that course since I played well last year at the major, had a win there this year. So I really enjoy the place. And obviously coming off of this week, I do feel comfortable. I feel confident with the way I can, like, make it work, even though it doesn't feel 100%, which I think is very needed in a